most of you will remember that following 9/11, there was a lot of anger in this country, and a lot of people started to refer to the radical Islamists, and later they were called Islamofascist, in very derogatory terms. And there was a sense in which there was growing resentment in this country. And shortly after 9/11, President Bush, along with a number of religious leaders, got together in a cathedral, and I believe it was in Washington, and they had a service. And I remember President Bush stood before the audience and told the group, and it was on TV, broadcast live, President Bush said, "We all worship the same God." Well, folks, that just is not true. We do not all worship the same God. This world is full of gods called by many, many names. But there's only one real God, and His name is Yahweh. That's a fact. Now, I can understand why a president of the United States would want to calm people's fears, why he would want to cause people to not be angry toward one another. But the fact is that we don't all worship the same God. The only true God's name is Yahweh. He is our only Savior. He is our only Redeemer. And He's told us that that's the name by which we're to remember Him and call Him forever. So as to guard against confusing Him with other gods. I want you to see just how confused this issue has become. A friend of mine is a preacher. And a few years ago, he delivered a sermon in which he referred to the name of God as Yahweh. And he actually referred to, in the title of the sermon, referred to the name Yahweh. And he puts his sermons up on the internet. And when he used the name Yahweh in the title of his sermon, he had virtually no hits. Virtually no people came to listen to that site on the internet, to that message on the internet. So he changed the name from Yahweh to Jehovah. And suddenly, he started getting a lot of hits. Now, here's the problem. The name Jehovah is not the name of God. That name was made up. It was made up to prevent Jewish people from accidentally saying the name Yahweh. And it was picked up by the King James Bible editors, translators, in 1611 A.D. I'm not going to go into detail explaining to you how this came about. I discuss it at length in the book, His Name is Yahweh. But I will say that it is really interesting to me that when he used, this preacher friend of mine, used the real name of God, there was no interest in hearing the sermon. But when he used a name that was made up for God, there was comfort in that name because that's the name they knew. It is disturbing. It is wrong. It is dangerous for us not to know the name of our God at this time. At a time when we're being told by people in the political sphere and the religious sphere and others in other areas that we all worship the same God, so let's have peace. Well, I'm all for peace, and I'm all for tolerance, and I'm all for being open, but I'm not for accepting a lie. And especially when it comes to an issue as important as understanding who God is. Now, according to the Bible, we have one God, and His name is Yahweh. Yahweh told us He's our only Savior, and that He's our only Redeemer. And Jesus, the one most people refer to as Jesus, He told us He's Yahweh. Those are facts. To believe something else is to believe in another God. And if you know anything about the scriptures, you know that that is very, very dangerous. It's time for the preachers in America to start doing their jobs. If they don't know that the name of God is Yahweh, then they just haven't done much work on this issue. Now, it is a simple, verifiable, irrefutable fact that God's name is Yahweh. That is the message of the Bible. That there is one God, and His name is Yahweh. That Yahweh is our Savior, He is our Redeemer, and that He came to be our atoning sacrifice. It's time for preachers to start doing their jobs and telling their congregations who God is by name. And folks, again, I'm repeating myself, but we don't all worship the same God. And it is dangerous to move down that path. Because if you do, you'll find yourself accepting an idea that is fatally flawed. And one that can get you into a lot of trouble with Yahweh. And personally, I'm not going to be in that trouble with Yahweh. He's made it very clear. If you reject Him, He'll reject you. And I do not want Yahweh to reject me.